from ticked off senators to ticked off moviegoers this weekend. The Last Airbender made about $70 million over the weekend, so it did some business. But listen.
You are the only one who can control all the elements and bring peace to our world.
I will stop them.
You may already be too late.
The Last Airbender got dreadful reviews. We talked about it last week because it takes place in an Asian-influenced imaginary world, but most of the actors aren't Asian.
This is Dana from South Wellfleet, Mass. Hollywood is largely white male-driven, sort of in line with what author James Lowen said about U.S. history textbooks, that they tend to promote the white hero myth at the expense of any critical inquiry into U.S. history.
That's one of the reactions we've been getting from listeners at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And on our website, thetakeaway.org, you can check out a blog post that I wrote about the whitewashing of Hollywood. Anson from Los Angeles read it and then wrote, "In one of the few, and I mean few times, a black man is asked to play a specifically Caucasian character, people get bent out of shape. Where were they for the hundred or so years of white people playing people of color?" He then added a link pointing to how in the next decade, 94% of all lead roles at Paramount will go to white men. Check it out and then comment.
Paul from Norwalk, California, had this for you, Celeste. Celeste mentions that the people who voice the characters were white. Well, they're voice actors. That doesn't matter. They're lending their voice. What are Asian people supposed to sound like? Asians speak English, according to Paul from Norwalk.
Well, that was actually made in connection with the voice actors were white, so you can't really use that as an example of replacing Asian voice actors with...
Well, he's talking about Airbender, which is kind of a quasi-animated sort of imaginary world.
One of the voice actors actually is Filipino-American, and he's actually written about his dismay over the casting choices in The Last Airbender. But I think that one way or the other, however you came down on that particular movie, it does give us an opportunity to have an interesting discussion. Apparently, some of the cast, as I said, was also speaking about this. Our listener Mimi wrote that she also pointed out that the guy who voices Prince Zuko, Filipino American, has spoken out about it. So she says not only are the fans conflicted, but people who are involved with the original series have complaints.
I guess I just wonder why identity is so bound up in who gets cast in what movie, when, and where. That's the thing that always puzzles me.
I think you're getting distracted by identity. I don't think it's about identity. It's about the fact that there's tons and tons and tons of roles for white actors, and there are very few for Asians or Latinos or blacks. So if there are such few roles...
Middle-aged women.
Yeah, so if there are such few roles for those people, why give them to the white people who have lots of other opportunities?
Well, in any case, we want to keep this conversation going. Head to our site, thetakeaway.org. You can read Celeste's post. You can listen back to our segment from last Friday and weigh in yourself. That's at thetakeaway.org.